Thomas and Skumba in the Morning Podcast. Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the Morning. Kaya 959.
Just gone 7 minutes past eight, Monday morning. Let's start the week off together and talk to one another. We all are going through the most as we speak, ne? We all have issues. Be anonymous, whatever you're trying to handle in your life, whatever obstacle that you have. Maybe you might get some advice from the Kaya family. Be anonymous and give us a call on 086-00-00959. Let us know what you're dealing with and we'll find out from the family how you can get yourself out of that situation. Here's Anonymous on the line. Good morning. How are you, Anonymous?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you, Thomas?
Very well. How was the weekend, firstly?
It was okay, I would say that. Thank you for asking.
So what's on your mind, my queen?
I would like to buy things first. We love it in the morning. Mm-hmm. Morning, Skumba. Morning. Thomas. Morning, Baz. Morning, Bomkaya. Okay. I will remain anonymous already. I've been in a relationship for 18 years this year, but I've been married for four.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, my husband tried to commit suicide because he found out that he contracted an infection.
Mm-hmm.
So during his stay in the hospital, I think he was in hospital for about 2.5 months. During that time, on the first week, the doctors gave me a call saying they need to run the test, and he didn't tell me that he was sick. So I was like, okay, it's fine, you can run the test. He was like, okay. They called me the following day saying that his beautiful count is very low, and I didn't know, obviously. So I cried because we have two kids. And I thought, I'm also sick. So I persisted on going for a test. And then they said to me, no, don't do it now. Rather wait for him to be better. I insisted. I went for the test. And with God's grace, it came back negative.
Mm.
But during his stay in hospital, about 2.5 months, I was in hospital morning, evening, every day up until he was discharged. So fast forwarding, 2 weeks back, I asked him for a divorce. I spoke to him and I'm like, this marriage is not working for me. So I'm asking for a divorce because it's been 3 years we haven't been intimate.
Mm.
So when I say I'm asking for a divorce and he said to me, okay, you are asking for a divorce. What do you want from the divorce? I said to him, no, I don't want anything. The only thing that I want is the house so that the kid can be in a familiar environment.
Mm.
And he said to me, when you say you want the house, where am I supposed to go? And I'm like, okay, dude, I'm leaving you with everything. I just want the house. That's all that I want. And you're asking me where you're supposed to go. I think that is not fair. And then he said to me, no, I cannot give you the house. I think you're the one who's supposed to move out, not me. So I'm wondering if Abomkaya can help me out on this one because, yeah, it's very weighing on my shoulders.
Anonymous, are you married in community of property?
Yes, we are.
Makes things even more complicated, ne?
It will be. Hence, I said to him, I don't want anything because he's just being spiteful. I just wanted the house and he's not budging. Because I even said to him, I don't understand why you're being so arrogant about this whole thing, right? As you're the one who's the victim and you're the one who wronged me here. Because it's not only the infection, there's also infidelity, there's kids outside the marriage. So.
And you've had enough?
I'm okay. I've had enough. I'm okay.
So how do you move forward with your life? Okay, Anonymous, please hold on 1 second. The Kaya family is going to give us a call right now because I'm sure we've all been through some sort of situation like this.
Ooh.
We'll find out from you. 086-00-00959. You've heard from Anonymous. Her husband and her are going through a divorce. But there's the house and they're married in community of property. There's so much happening in the story. How can you help out?
Married for four.
He's had children outside of the marriage, infections outside of the marriage. Now, Anonymous has had enough saying, man, let's just separate and go out our ways. But now, how do we do the separation? Because we are married in community of property and all she's asking for is just the house. She'll walk away with the house. You do what you need to do, my brother. You're saying there are two sides to the coin.
There's two sides to the coin, but at the same time, I feel like Yayi out is being, one, selfish, and two, ignorant. we have kids here. There's kids involved. And Cesar said it nice and clear. I don't want the house for me. I want the house for our kids. For our kids to have shelter. And I don't have to worry about our kids.
When he says, though, okay, so where do I go?
No, baby mom. I'm going to take it. You have baby mamas outside. Mm-hmm. And as a man, man, I mind, humble man.
Yeah.
Go start something. Hey, totally bachelor. Be a little roomie now, Jim. Via and be free and do things freely, because right now you're not.
But who's made the mistake in this relationship? Is he not the one that's made the mistake, so he should pay the costs of those mistakes? She hasn't done anything that we've heard of from her side of the coin. Anonymous, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so please hold on, my queen, because the family's calling right now on 086-000-00959. You can be anonymous, Kai family, but what's your advice for anonymous on the other line? Let's go to anonymous number one. What are you saying this morning?
Morning, Bafi, to Thomas and Skumba. We love it in the morning.
Morning.
Mina, your advice being a niggas or Gucci anonymous, Magaya for things like counseling. Bazombuza, which what type of interventions as in Zile, Magaya for e divorce. Which what type of interventions as in Zile, like did she consult Nama elders? Did she consult with the pastors and stuff? Or maybe she went for counseling, Uguzeba resolve. They're not just going to grant you divorce, just like that. So, Melegube Nama interventions are Wayenzayo. And then now, nangaba walungi, or if I alung, abakona, then she needs to speak to a lawyer, ukuze akone ukuclaima even from the party which is married in community of property. Angasa yenzi le ando yokuthi athathe indlu kuphela, athathe half of everything. So kumele kube nama interventions icala angeke I divorce ivele ibe that simple.
All right, Ojam.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bagay.
Let's not forget, she doesn't want half of everything.
But Thomas, the thing is, if she gets to represent, doesn't represent, and they go to court, the court wants to just say, oh, take the house. Like, if I was this guy, I mean, I was going to be like, okay, so that is the house. I will still take care of the house and take care of the kids and take care of you, but let me go. Because right now, if Israel Makot Dandan is not going to only lose the house, going to lose a lot.
Anonymous number two, what's your advice?
Hey, it's Kumba and Thomas.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Sharp, man. Yeah, listen, it's an anonymous one on the line.
Yeah, she's still here.
Okay, I just want to ask her one question quickly. Are you both employed, Anonymous?
Yes, we are.
All right. Now, the best option, you guys need to sit down, because Ugai has been arrogant with the house and so on. You guys need to sit down now. Agree that it's better you sell the house so that you both share the money for the house and you both move out of the house, because it's going to end up bringing bad memories. You understand?
Yeah, I can hear you, but the thing is, I do want it. That did come to my mind of selling the house because of the memories. So it was the least that I can do, that I just want the house for now. Then going forward, I can be able to sell it, but he doesn't budge.
Yeah, the thing is, the guy has been arrogant, doesn't want to move out. Rafun Guba strong enough, Rafun Guba men enough.
He is arrogant. And also going on the first one where the first caller said, in my interventions, we've tried, we've been to psychologists. I have been to psychologists. The same psychologist that were attending to him while he was in hospital, he ended up not going back because of the lies that he told about me. So, Mina, I continued with the sessions and all of that. I called the family meeting with my uncles and his uncle. Ekaya, they wrote two letters, but they didn't pitch.
Okay. That's very sad,
Yeah. Anonymous number two, thanks a lot for your advice. Voice note, my mail up quickly.
Ugeli, alright. Ugeli, alright, in a divorce. Ukuthi thina machita sometimes sinokuba greedy for no reason. Ukuthi anganikezi ugeli idlala, ugeli makathola idlala because ucabangela ingcosi. Ugayi, first of all, uyo moshile, uyo wenze into ezi wrong. So makangabambelele entweni engekho. Makagayi usisi divorce, ugela chubeke ngempilo ayichubeke nayo ugayi ngempilo yakhe mangangabi selfish mangangabi selfish uge uboy man makayekela usister aphile impilo yakhe because umflopele.
Thank you, Tom. Anonymous number 4, what are you saying?
Hi, Kaya family. I think the best advice I can give the lady is that, you know, for peace sake, for the fact that the guy holds on to the house, let them split the house. Let them sell the house. They split, and she will be back again on her feet, and then she must take the kid for counseling. And also, they don't even need a lawyer. What they need is come up with an arrangement. I know I'm talking from experience. If they both agree to say, you keep your debts, I keep my debts. You keep your credits, I keep my credits. You keep your provident fund, I keep my provident fund. The only thing we sell is the asset, which is the property. Then I think things will be fine, and the kids must go for counseling so that they can reach, the transition can be as peaceful and amicable as possible. I know the guy is being selfish under the circumstances, but given knowing of the bitterness that divorce has on men, this is the best way to deal with the situation. Thank you, Kaya family. We love it in the morning. I just wish the lady must be strong. She is very strong under the circumstances, and she made sure that she goes through all the steps that must be done before the divorce situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous number 4, and thank you for speaking from personal experience. Yep, that goes a long way, man. Life, Joe.
Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Kaya 959.
Let's hook up with Anonymous one more time. She did call us on 086-000-0959 with her issue. Wants a divorce. Married in community of property. Anonymous, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Thomas.
Hold on 1 second. Listen to this.
Beloved in the morning. Hey, you know what? Anonymous must just get herself a good lawyer that's going to help her get the best possible settlement out of this divorce. I think she just needs to get professional help and make the best of the situation and get the best that she can out of this divorce.
Talking about professional help, Anonymous, we've got Tibelelo Motswane, who is an admitted attorney of the High Court of South Africa and founder of Sister-in-Law, a platform dedicated to empowering women through legal action. Good morning, my queen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Help us out here. What should Anonymous do in the situation?
I love the last voice note. She should definitely speak to an attorney who will obviously help her determine what is in her best interest and the children. Otherwise, with regard to everything else that's been said, ordinarily, if you're married in community of property, then there's one joint estate whereby the parties will benefit from the profit or be at a loss from whatever expenses or debts that each of the parties are in. Those debts will be joint debts as well. So when people say take half of everything, sometimes half of that could be just half of the debts and none of the profit. So it is still very important to consult an attorney, obviously, to determine what the best route would be for especially her, if she will then be residing with the children. But ordinarily, the parties are also at liberty to then sign a settlement agreement where each of them decides, yes, we will keep our debts, we will keep everything we've worked up in our names, especially relating to debts or any properties we may have purchased or any investments in our names. We won't touch each other's pension funds. You will stay with the children. I'll pay this amount maintenance for the children. We put it in a settlement agreement. And then once that has been endorsed by the family advocate, where there are minor children involved, then we proceed with the divorce proceedings. And that settlement agreement will be made in order of court. The decree of divorce will then be granted, and the parties will be divorced in accordance with the terms that they had settled on in the settlement agreement.
Mm. Anonymous, do you hear that?
Yes, I do.
How are you feeling?
I'm actually happy with the advice that I got, because it's also something that I did research on. Hence, when I went to speak to him, I mentioned to him that there's a thing called a settlement agreement that we can do. That's when he became arrogant about this whole thing of the house.
Anonymous, thank you for sharing.
Mina, before we let you go, Anonymous, I'm going to say to you, first of all, we can get help, but the house is not a lot. Like, go in, the house only is not enough. Go in there and get what you deserve. Pell.
Sometimes the material things is Kumba, the one that lead women to be killed. Hence I said, I don't want anything. I just wanted the house.
Thank you, Anonymous. Kaya family came through to help out. We'd like to take a moment and say thank you very much to Thibelo Motswane, who's an admitted attorney of the High Court of South Africa and founder of Sustain Law, which is a platform dedicated to empowering women through legal action. Get hold of her.
Thomas and Kumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.